Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 21, 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. I'm just going to be going over other scriptures, and this list is on the website next to the audio that you could print out. And I recommend you highlight these in your scripture, in your Bibles, and meditate on them and hide them in your heart. The word says, I am complete in Yeshua, who is ahead of all principality and power, Colossians 2:10. I am free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. I am alive with Yeshua, Ephesians 2:5. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me, 1 John 5:18. I am set apart, holy, or kadosh, and without blame before him in love, 1 Peter 1:16 and Ephesians 1:4. I have the mind of Messiah, the Anointed One, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 2:16. I have the peace, or shalom, of God that passes understanding, Philippians 4:7. And I find this so true even in the midst of battles, and even in the midst of this coronavirus scare that we're going through. We can walk in His peace, knowing that He is watching over His children and He is watching over His word to perform it in our lives if we put our faith and trust in what He has said. We have the greater one living in us. Greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I have received the gift of righteousness and reign as a king in life by Yeshua the Messiah, Romans 5:17. I have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Yeshua and the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, Ephesians 1:17 and 18. We could pray daily with His wisdom and His revelation, especially what is going on in the world, because there's a lot of lies and deception out there. But the Spirit of truth will reveal the truth to us as we seek Him. I have received the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, set apart Spirit, to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, to cast out demons and to speak in new tongues. I have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me, Mark 16:17 and 18, and Luke 10:17 and 19. So think about this. If the Ruach HaKodesh, the power of the name of Yeshua, has given us authority to lay hands on the sick and see them recover and to cast out demons, why do we fear sickness and disease when He has given us authority over it? Why do we fear demonic powers when He has given us authority over it? He has also given us the ability to speak in tongues. Why do we believe in lies saying that tongues have been passed away when this is our prayer language, where we can pray and get the mind of Messiah and get revelation knowledge on how to pray through the power of speaking in tongues and praying in the Spirit and praying His word? I have put off the old man and I have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Him who created me. Colossians 3:10. I have given, and it is given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men will give unto my bosom. Luke 6:38. I have no lack, for my God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Messiah Yeshua. Philippians 4:19. I can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one with my shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16. I can do all things through Yeshua the Messiah, Philippians 4:13. I show forth the praises of God who has called me out of darkness into His marvelous light, 1 Peter 2:9. I shall do even greater works than Yeshua the Messiah, John 14:12. Why? Because these are the words of Yeshua. This is what Yeshua said. Why? Because He is going to be with the Father and He has multiplied Himself by the millions of believers who follow Him and operate in the power of His name. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. I am God's workmanship, created in Messiah unto good works. Ephesians 2:10. I am a new creature in Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It goes on to say that old things have passed away. Behold, all has become new. That person you were before Messiah is has died and buried and has been resurrected as a new creation, a new person, totally redeemed, totally forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. I am a spirit being alive to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I am a believer, and the light of the gospel shines in my mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4. I am a doer of the word and blessed in my actions, James 1:22 and 25. Again, take these scriptures, mark them in your Bible, hide them in their heart, because you need to know who you are, Messiah, and what he has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection. When you know this, you will go forth in his power, in his authority, and do what God has called you to do, in Yeshua's name. Amen.